the Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on money control.
The presentation of the annual Union Budget by Finance Minister Arun Jaitley just concluded on the 1st of February 2018, and there have been reactions galore. But the million-dollar question affecting all of us is, how will our money be impacted? Writing for Money Control, Adil Shetty, the CEO of BankBazaar.com, had these to say. You're with me, Rakesh, as I bring to you Adil Shetty's views on the budget of 2018 right here on Money Control.
Money Control's Budget 2018 exclusive.
Writing on Money Control, Adil Shetty went on to commend the one thing that's never got its due in the past, which did receive great attention during this year's budget, that is healthcare. We all know that many developed countries provide free healthcare to their citizens. India had lagged behind severely. And this year, the budget gave a big boost to the healthcare sector and focused at addressing the anxiety and trauma of people who cannot afford expensive medical services. That said, the Union Budget was a mixed bag of both expectations and a few surprises. And what are some of Adil Shetty's broad points about the budget? Here we are on Money Control, counting them down. Housing for all. On the budget announcement that the government has decided to construct 1 crore houses in rural areas under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, and the announcement that in urban areas the assistance has been sanctioned to construct 37 lakh houses, Mr. Shetty went on to say that the government has set itself a target of 1 crore new homes under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, which would provide further impetus on home buying both in urban and rural areas, though the caps on interest rate subsidies haven't been raised. What remains absolutely important is the implementation, as the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana continues to lag the targets it has set for itself. The Ayushman Bharat program. Mr. Jaitley announced steps to address healthcare holistically in primary, secondary and tertiary care systems, covering both prevention and health promotion. It announced National Health Protection Scheme, the world's largest government-funded healthcare program that will provide up to Rs 5 lakh per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization. The budget also allocated additional 600 crore rupees to provide nutritional support to all TB patients at the rate of 500 rupees per month for the duration of their treatment. This was a big announcement coming under the healthcare sector, and the CEO of BankBazaar.com, Adil Shetty, had this take on it. He goes on to say that health concerns are big in India. According to RBI's Tarun Ramadurai Committee report on household income, a single hospitalization can drive families, especially poor ones, into crippling debt, and a health insurance can augment the household income by as much as 2%. Now, the government will pay a large price for the healthcare of the poor and the vulnerable sections, and will be to the benefit of crores of Indians. Additionally, Mediclaim allowance of 5 lakh rupees for 10 crore families will create huge awareness about medical insurance, just as Jan Dhan did for savings and banking. Rural India lags on accounts of healthcare affordability and quality, but the healthcare program will complement the push to reach out to more people in the lower income segment through the Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Bima Yojana and Suraksha Yojana. Personal tax slabs. Mr. Jaitley announced no change in the personal tax slab, saying that the government had made many positive changes in the personal income tax rate applicable to individuals in the last 3 years. Adil Shetty, in response to this announcement, went on to say, "We've had middle-class budgets in the previous years. This year, the government focused on the urgent needs of the poor, vulnerable Indian. These measures will go on to help tens of crores of Indians, albeit not benefit the middle class quite so much this time." Speaking of the middle classes, what's in it for the salaried class? In a major move to provide relief to salaried taxpayers, the government allowed a standard deduction of Rs 40,000 in lieu of the present exemption in respect of transport allowance and reimbursement of miscellaneous medical expenses. This decision to allow standard deduction shall significantly benefit the pensioners also, who normally do not enjoy any allowance on account of transport and medical expenses. Adil Shetty, in response to this announcement, went on to say that the standard deduction effectively only means 40,000 rupees, that is 15,000 plus 19,200 existing, which is only Rs 5,800 extra non-taxable income. This will further get reduced because of the increase in health and education cess of 1% on tax on the already existing 3%. Good news for senior citizens. For senior citizens, the government announced enhanced exemption on various counts. One, the increase from 10,000 to 50,000 rupees on interest earned on deposits with banks and post offices, fixed deposits and recurring deposits. TDS will not apply on such income under Section 194A. Two, the deduction limit for health insurance premium and or medical expenditure was raised from 30,000 to 50,000 rupees under Section 80D. 3. Under Section 80DB, the deduction limit for certain critical illness medical expenses for senior citizen, that is rupees 60,000, and very senior citizens, that is rupees 80,000, has been raised to 1 lakh rupees. And number 4, the limits for the Pradhan Mantri Vayo Vandan Yojana, that provides a pension plan with guaranteed returns of 8%, have been doubled to rupees 15 lakh. In his response, Adil Shetty went on to say that increased tax deduction, raised caps on the 8% pension plan, complemented with the wider push on healthcare, will come as a much-needed boost towards senior citizen healthcare. Life insurance. Pradhan Mantri Jeevan Jyoti Bima Yojana provides life insurance cover of rupees 2 lakh on payment of an annual premium of only rupees 330. The government will work to cover all poor households, including SCST households, under this scheme in a mission mode. Adil Shetty of BankBazaar.com went on to think it was a great move to extend this to a larger base, further adding to basic social security measures to guard the economically weak against death and disability. Capital gains, a dampener. The long-term capital gains on equities were exempted from tax. The budget this year introduced a 10% long-term capital gain on equity investments. In his response, Adil Shetty said the Indian markets continue to have great long-term prospects with projected economic growth pegged at 7-8% per annum. If you're an investor looking for long-term returns, you should not pull out and remain invested. If you're a mutual fund investor, you're still using the best savings instrument there is and will continue to earn long-term returns better than most asset classes. The introduction of the LTCG should not change your long-term outlook, was the advice that was given by Adil Shetty on the matter of long-term capital gains. And finally, more CPSE investments, gold monetization revamped. PSU ETFs, namely the CPSE ETF and the Bharat 22 ETF, have helped the government's disinvestment goals as well as gaining the favor of the investor. More ETFs have now been announced along the lines of the CPSE and Bharat 22 ETFs. Jetley also went on to announce a debt ETF. Gold monetization scheme will also be revamped. And what was Mr. Adil Shetty's take on this? As he wrote for Money Control, he went on to say the government has set itself a divestment target of 80,000 crore rupees for 2018-2019. The CPSE and Bharat 22 ETFs have received excellent responses from retail investors in the past who can purchase equity in some of India's biggest, most iconic companies. As for gold monetization, Adil thought it was a good overall push for those wanting to invest in gold-based schemes, thus preventing liquid money from being spent on physical gold. Well, there they are, the reactions of one of our analysts writing for Money Control, Adil Shetty, the CEO of BankBazaar.com. Stay with us on Money Control as we bring to you the responses of people from across the spectrum, including industry leaders and politicians, as we bring to you the reactions to the Union Budget of 2018-2019.
The Union Budget 2018, an Insight 18 special on Money Control.